Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More waves of massive winter cold because of global warming. We're going to be covering that. Senators try to sack NFL's non-profit status. That's a great idea. In places like Illinois, they're trying to ban kids baking cakes for bake sales. FAA stops drone beer deliveries. Amazon, don't hold your breath. Folks are already doing it. School seizes lunches from students and throws them away. That's all coming up. The big news here today, though, really, is the fact that the Republicans are about to commit suicide, not just for their party, but the country. Because if you legalize 30 million illegal aliens, what's going to happen? Well, 30 more million are going to come. I mean, it's no country's ever done this. No country has ever done this. The globalists are literally, this is how they're bringing down America. Because the immigrants get here and get all these freebies from the government. Well, of course, and then more are going to come. I mean, this is 101. And basically, the country's already dead, pretty much. But this is a nail in the coffin. And if they get this, the entire corporate power structure, the entire Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, the offshore banks, they're all pushing it because they care about us, just like they got Obamacare passed because they care about us. I mean, they will go to jail if we ever take the country back. That's why they want the country broken, divided, bankrupted. It is amazing. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this. This is just so incredible. Legal citizen in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to call in. I'm from Indiana, and pretty much the whole state, every little town, the city I live in now, Indianapolis, the big city, is pretty much infested with aliens. And, you know, I'm living through the nightmare myself right now. When I first moved to Indianapolis, there wasn't one illegal alien. And within the past 6 years, 90% of my whole area is now illegal aliens. I constantly have to look out my window. I've already had property damage, everything you can think of that you guys in Texas and Arizona and California that I would always watch on TV and see you guys going through. I go through it now every freaking day. You know,
Wait a minute. I mean, the universities are saying that they can't put out a report if there's been a mugging or a carjacking if it's a minority. So don't. It's white people that are committing the crime. Just say that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what the cops do. When I've had to call the cops numerous times, that's what happens. Nothing is done. You would not believe what I see. And I'm in Indiana again. The things I see out my own window.
Well, just wait till we get your guns. Once your guns are taken, it'll all be one big Chicago. We'll be like one big Mexico with 15,000 killed a year. It's going to be great. You're not looking forward to that?
No, I said, Alex, what it's going to be is like the study that came out about the robots. Since we're going to already, I think we've got at least 60 million illegal already. Because, again, every little town that I know of in this state alone, look how far we are from Mexico, is infested. It's got to be 60 million. Now, within that 30 years, that latest report they claim that the robots are going to be 70% of the jobs, that's going to be the apocalypse right there.
And I think I know is this. You go out in the countryside, and the average white or black person is in a trailer watching satellite TV all day, eating Walmart food with cancer, and literally don't know what planet they're on. And then you've got the illegals running around actually doing a lot of work and building stuff in the country, but they've taken over. In the cities, it's a lot of crime and stuff. But my whole deal is then the immigrants have kids, and then they turn into the same zombies. And then the problem is the immigrants vote for the Democrats who take the guns. I mean, I'll be quite. I mean, this country is just disease ridden. I across the board, it is truly mind boggling, what you're talking about, and it's only going to get worse. And this is the New World Order. This is what they do. All right, appreciate your call. You know, I just want to move to Mexico and have kids for free. I can move down there with my wife. Or, you know, go to Mexico, get married again, go to Mexico, and have like 15 kids, have it all paid for. Of course, that's not going to happen. But here, you're racist if you don't pay for it.
Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pat Buchanan says a push for immigration reform will spell the end of Boehner's speakership. It'll spell the end of this country as we know it. A lot of signposts show the end of this republic. The dictatorship in government, the out-of-control bureaucracy, the Bill of Rights Constitution butchered, the U.S. way down the list of economically free places to live and work. But you legalize 30 million illegals, that sends the message, come on up here, all the rest of you. Then you look at the voting demographics of the illegals, and I've got those numbers here. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We're going to go to your phone calls before I break all that down and get into all the other news. But House GOP to Obama, let's do the year of action together. That's the GOP leadership. The Ryan plan includes citizenship for illegals. Yeah, and then border security. What border security? You get here illegally, you're legal. Business execs are pushing GOP to pass bill. Oh, because they care about us. Immigration officers warn amnesty would overload the system. That's the point. Senator DeSantis said we should not cater to the whims of CEOs. Now, these globalist CEOs look at their short-term, extremely short-term bottom line and the overall globalist agenda. They don't. They're like grasshoppers that come eat a crop and fly off like locusts to the next. They're not looking at the continuity of the political system. I mean, if population means wealth, you would think India would be doing well with a population as big as China's, 1.3 billion. They've now met China. No. It is the culture of liberty. If resources meant wealth, you would think Africa would be wealthy, more resources than the other continent in the world. Mexico has roughly three times the raw resources that the United States has. It's an absolute pig pen, absolute hell pit. Very beautiful country, very nice people in many areas, still never had a real revolution, never had a culture of promoting liberty. Again, doesn't mean America was perfect, but we had private property for the general public. What do you think happens to the little poor farmers in Mexico? They've all been driven off their land, except in Chiapas, because they finally got some guns and started shooting people that try to take their land. And they have huge military invasions all the time. I've interviewed filmmakers that have been down there, very valiant people. And, you know, just showing the incredible tyranny they live under. And, you know, I'd rather empower Mexico and build Mexico up and 1776 Mexico, and then I wouldn't have an issue merging with Mexico. But it's like we have North Korea meets Freddy Krueger meets Raging Bull meets a bad acid trip in Mexico. What is it, like 75,000 killed the last 6 years now that we know of in the fake drug war? And, I mean, the police openly shake people down. I've been shaken down by them. And my family won't go to Mexico now, and I won't go. And my parents have been there probably 100 times. My parents would go down all over southern Mexico, both sides of it, 3-4 times a year. I've been taken down there countless times in my life. And my parents, last few times they went down there, it was so scary, even in traditionally safer areas, that they will not go. And we're told we got to let unlimited people from this country come here and do whatever they want. Let me cover this article, and then I'll go to your phone calls. Sessions warns House GOP immigration bill is bad politics, bad policy. He then goes over studies in this Weekly Standard article that show it drives down wages. And you're like, well, how does it do that with a minimum wage going up? The illegals work in a black market, folks. And as soon as you legalize illegals, more will come fill up the black market. You understand that? Continuing, GOP crafts plan to wreck the country, lose voters. And I don't usually agree with Ann Coulter, but this is the big story linked up on Drudge, and it's very accurate. A House Republicans prepare to sell the country on immigration this week. Phyllis Schlafly has produced a stunning report. Let's get Phyllis Schlafly on about this. Now, immigration is changing the country. The report is still embargoed, but someone slipped me a copy, and it's too important to wait. Leave aside the harm cheap labor being dumped in the country does the millions of unemployed Americans. What does it mean for the Republican Party? Citing surveys from the Pew Research Center, the Pew Hispanic Center, Gallup, NBC News, Harris Polling, the Annenberg Policy Center, Latino Decisions, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Hudson Institute, Shapley's report overwhelmingly demonstrates that merely continuing our current immigration policy spells doom for the Republican Party. And that means guns and private property in the family. That's why they're now announcing your kids don't belong to you. We're going to forcibly inoculate. We're going to teach five-year-olds how to masturbate in school. Because they've got us, folks. Just like when the Violence Policy Center in 2000, the front page of the Austin paper, said, we don't care if Alex caught bribery at the Capitol and derails this bill this time. We've got your kids, and we've got the demographics. We're going to ban guns in America. The head of that group said they were so mad. Literally, they had three bills about to pass. I was there with Jews for Preservation of Firearms, Gary Peterson when he was a state senator, all of them. And they go, Alex, get out here with your camera. Well, I was waiting to speak for like 2 hours. They're about to ban the shooting clubs for kids, you know, YMCA, all of it. Ban the, you know, the gun shows. And I ran out, and there was the local Democratic operative paying out like $500 a piece to each one of these guys. They had black guys that got up and said, we're black thugs and we're dangerous gangbangers and you better ban guns or people like us will get you. Using race again, like, here's the scary black people ban guns. I mean, it was so insane. And I caught that on tape. There was a House Ethics Committee. They didn't indict the head of the committee and people involved, but they sent him a letter censuring him. And they credited that with shooting down the Bills. That was the turning point. And they were in the paper, and that was 15 years ago, 14 years ago. And they said, we don't care, Jones. Time is on our side, like Rolling Stone says. And it's sick. I mean, again, Mexico doesn't let any immigrants in. And when Guatemalans sneak across, 6 months to a year, hard labor in a slave camp. New York Times. I think the headline was Mexico's own dark immigration history. Or Mexico's own dark past with immigrants or something. You can pull it up. It's like, yeah, we're not good either in America. We should have open borders, but they're bad too. We're bad compared to Mexico? Do you know what they do to the stupid partygoers that go down there and drink and drive? You get a year in jail. They run a credit score. They run a background on all your family. And if you're worth millions of dollars, it costs millions to get your kid out. If you're worth hundreds of thousands, it'll cost you $40,000. But it's like, oh, well, that's Mexico. That's okay. God help us. And of course, it doesn't matter if you don't want to go to Mexico because Mexico's come up here. And most of the Mexicans I talk to that own businesses and stuff, they're actually like, oh, no, don't open the border. No, you're right, it's going to collapse. Oh, I couldn't even have a restaurant and a bar. I know this Mexican guy who's a former boxer, really nice guy. He's like 70 years old. A really nice fella, gentlemanly fella, real smart guy. And he comes over when I go to his restaurant every once in a while. He's also got a bar there. And I'll drink a beer or something. And he's like, how about how the Mexican mafia would shake him down and how great America is? Well, just get ready for it, folks, because that's where it is. All these Mexicans that ran up here to be away from the crime, it's like running from Chicago or something. Let's go to your phone calls. But there's just some of the numbers right there where she breaks down, or in all these big polls and studies, they break down that the illegals, 80-plus percent of the time, vote to take all the guns. Immigrants, all immigrants, have always been the bulwark of the Democratic Party. For one thing, recent arrivals tend to be poor and they need government assistance. Also, they're coming from societies we're far more left-wing than our own. History shows that rather than fleeing those policies, they bring their cultures with them. Yeah, it's like mainly white Californians have moved to Austin after collapsing their state. They don't know why they couldn't get a job there. They don't know why they can only get a job here and live better. They think it's heaven. But then they want to get rid of families, ban guns, ban cars in the city, harass everyone. I mean, it's just you can't help them. This is not a secret. For the last century, there's never been a period when a majority of immigrants weren't Democrats. At the current accelerated rate of immigration, 1.1 million new immigrants every year, that's just current, it's legal, Republicans will be a fringe party in about a decade. This is all in major studies. They know this. Thanks to the endless polling, we have a pretty good idea of what most immigrants believe. According to Harris poll, 81% of native-born citizens think that schools should teach students to be proud of being American. Only 50% of naturalized U.S. citizens think so, because they're taught to hate America now. While 67% of native-born Americans believe the Constitution is a higher legal authority, international law, only 37% of naturalized citizens agree. No wonder they vote 2-1 Democrat. The two largest immigrant groups, Hispanics and Asians, have little in common economically, culturally, or historically, but they overwhelmingly support big government, Obamacare, affirmative action, and gun control. Yep, going to kill some babies, going to take your guns. According to 2012 National Asian American Survey, as well as the Kaiser Foundation poll, only 40% of the general public holds a favorable opinion on Obamacare, 42% unfavorable. Meanwhile, 51% of Asians have a favorable opinion of Obamacare, 18% an unfavorable one. That means 82% are for it. Even Koreans support Obamacare by 57% to 17%. Overall, 69% of immigrants like Obamacare for a 2010 cooperative congressional election study. And then it gets into the guns. 80. I mean, it's just weird. It's over, man. It's over. I guess my goal has got to be to, I guess, I've never tried to make a bunch of money. I've tried to just put it into fighting the New World Order, but maybe I need to try to make money and bribe my way into Switzerland. That's the only place they've not let in people with no skills. And so they're so wealthy, they're just drowning in wealth, power, and prestige, and scientists. I guess that's it. I know they're selling such racial hatred to whites, I probably can't go to Chile. God, I'm sorry for Western civilization. I'm sorry. Sorry for space travel and classical music. I apologize. I'm bad, okay?
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Look, the West has always been of two minds. Very altruistic, very open, wanting to empower humanity, but also very savage. And so it is Western hospitality and the Western idea of lifting people up that has had our borders be so wide open. Not just here, but in the original Europe. The problem is the globalist political class are creating division. Humans are naturally tribal or racist. Now, if people's tribal idea is liberty and freedom and a shared common goal for human empowerment, then we could be a multiracial cultural system. But the Democrats and the socialists in Europe are cheating. They claim with one hand they want this empowerment when they actually want people controlled by the state and then fighting with each other. And that's why we should deport most of the illegals. We should treat the immigrants a third the way Mexico treats them. And if that happened, people would pull their hair out. So, hey, don't worry, those of you out there that think overrunning the country with people from all over the world, could be stopped. Only if we reach into the minds of the people and get them to understand the globalist program. But the globalists want to bankrupt everyone anyways, so you have to be dependent on government regardless. You've got to either have a total shift in awakening, or humanity as we know it is done. But the third world itself is being targeted and abused and destroyed by the globalists. Mexico has been destroyed by NAFTA and GATT. They're forcing those poor people off their land at gunpoint for 30 years and forcing them up to Mexico City to live in conditions worse than the movie Soylent Green. My heart goes out to those people. My heart goes out to the 11-year-olds by law in Mexico, totally unconstitutional, even under their law, giving them the deadly Gardasil shot that was killing people 9 years ago in trials. And again, I'll say this. Where is Mecha? Where is La Raza, the race, the clan? Where are all these groups trying to warn Hispanics? They're not. They're there to use you, just like the black leaders are a bunch of pimps over their people, and just like the white Republican leaders using race politics themselves are selling everybody out with open borders right now because they're all globalist pawns. Let's go to Ryan. Then we'll go to Dax, Barbara, Derek, and others. I appreciate everybody holding. Ryan in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I got first of all, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've got just a quick comment and then a question for you. First of all, I want to tell you that I do pray for you. And I pray for the info war because we're all in this together.
We are.
And it's inspired me and a group of us here locally. We've actually got something called the Oz Movement. You know, like the Wizard of Oz, who's really behind the curtain.
Well, that's a great idea.
Sprinkling literature, you know, to everybody, to just get them to look the right way, to quit looking towards Lord Obama, who's really behind the curtain. And, for example, we go to, like, some of the hell places around here, and we'll put, like, a little pamphlet there that has InfoWar Life on it. And it routes them to real good quality products, and maybe that way it provides a little opening for them. And by the way, I want to plug your Super Male Vitality. It works. And it works very well. So if anybody had any doubt about that, don't have any. It's a wonderful tool in the InfoWars.
Well, listen, I used it for 4 months before we even put it out. And Dr. Group says, boast to me privately, that this is the most powerful raw liquid herbs, not from dry, in a special proprietary system of concentrating it out. So I would say use it responsibly. Believe me. It's the real deal, and it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Thanks for the plug. What's your point on the immigration?
Actually, it's about the North American
yes, sir.
Union. First of all, for anybody out there who really honestly believes that Obama or any of them really honestly care about the average person, what I was looking for was he going to fulfill his promise to overturn NAFTA? You can go to YouTube, you can put in Obama and NAFTA, and you can see him promising that he was going to overturn it. Then when he becomes president, it's never mentioned again. Overturning NAFTA would have been a great first step in bringing jobs back to our country again. He didn't do that. And my question is, this is in more regards to, it used to be talked about something called the Amero.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is the collapsing of the dollar Is this what they're going after to bring in the
I appreciate your question. Guys, remind me if I forget. I'm going to answer that on the other side of this break. It's a very important question. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, responding to the last caller's question and trying to hurry on to your other calls. It's very, very simple what's going on. There's different competing globalist programs of economics, and they're profiting and consolidating power through all of them. You have the IMF and the World Bank on the top of the planet, along with the Ex-Im Bank and the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the OECD, that sets global standardization. We're already in a corporate global government. They're phasing out cash. They're trying to get national and regional and state laws passed worldwide through continuity of government and continuity of agenda to not let people be free and independent and local, and to phase out cash and to phase out barter. And when you hear about the Amero that was proposed in Money Magazine back in the 80s, 1989, and it's been promoted on CNN and things, we would then talk about the Amero, the planned North American currency, And they would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, we weren't saying even then that the Amaro would end up being adopted. The point is, it was one of the competing ideas of regional currencies before a global currency. But that was discussed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then Lou Dobbs picked it up in the last decade and things. We're already under global currency with this special drawing rights, derivatives, credit default swaps, and scores of other synthetic financial instruments that are simply fancy, accepted establishment counterfeit. If you go back to the Bank of England 300 years ago, they would have 10 pounds of paper money out there for every pound of actual British sterling silver in their vault. And so that became the global standard in fractional reserve banking, that countries would not allow their banks, both government or private, to loan out more than 10 times the paper for what they had actual metal. That's where checks started, going back into Egypt, going back into Rome. You would have a piece of paper with the signet of the Lord or the Caesar saying, this is redeemable for 500 cows. Now, let us rent your 20 ships or whatever to take this grain to Alexandria. Hypothetical. So it's a system past barter. And then the Rothschilds 500 years ago in Germany, they began to get really good at having gold pawn shops everywhere and then doing a form of payoff of local lords, of letting them bring them gold and stuff, but checking out 10 times or more actual Rothschild paper than what was actually in the bank, and then not making them ever pay it back. So it was a form of buying off government, a form of bribery. And then you'd have runs on banks where people would try to bring their paper back and there wouldn't be enough gold or silver in there to redeem it. But it wouldn't matter because the local lord had already been given massive amounts of wealth from the fiat system. And so he would station his guards. Sometimes it would be brigade level, thousands of troops outside of the palaces of the banker and outside of his regional pawn shops. And that's what we see today. But they want to transcend completely the fractional reserve banking. So in the last 30 years, worldwide, they've stopped doing that, which let them take over. And they've gone to just pure counterfeit derivatives and other systems. Now, out of the crisis that's created, they want global cashless society backed up with $100 trillion every few years of carbon taxes, Tobin taxes, money transfer taxes, wellhead taxes on all human activity paid to them to enshrine value in it. They're also debating whether it'll be partially gold-backed. It's going to be a spectrum. This is what it's going to be, because I've covered Davos. I follow their writings. It's going to be a spectrum of commodities they can manipulate. Oil, sweet crude, gold, silver, palladium, you name it, the whole spectrum. And then a spectrum of carbon and a spectrum of other indexes they can play and manipulate as well. And then everyone will be tied into this global digital panopticon control system, and they'll tax you for every transfer, again, as the Tobin tax, for every credit under the wellhead tax, global, regional, local, it'll because computers can divide it all out. So everyone will get behind it at the government level, getting their little cut of VAT sales taxes. It is going to be unbelievable. And it's going to transfer the wealth to the select corporations that write the laws that will be partially or fully exempt from the taxation aggregate model. It is the total form of slavery, total form of total unfair weights and balances, inequality. There are not really words to describe the magnitude of the global plan. So they're going to bypass the North American Union currency entirely. They have a North American travel ID. I don't know, was it 5, 6, 7 years old? that people that get signed on to this can travel to Canada, Mexico, or the U.S. back and forth. You'll have regional flavors. You'll still have dollars. You'll still have pesos. You'll still have the Canadian money. You'll still have, but it will all be digitally demarcated in the larger system. Kind of like there's, last time I checked, 15 different regional Sports Illustrateds magazines you can get, or video subscriptions. It's the same deal, but it's all Sports Illustrated. So everybody's looking for a chip in the arm. It'll be your face scan you buy and sell with. Everyone's looking for some Big Brother thing. It's already, you're already carrying it around and paying $500, $300, $200 for it, a smartphone. So it's already here. We're already in it. It's already going on. It's already happening. You know, I told you they'd use this big drone rollout to have a freakout about drones. Then they would ban citizens having remote control airplanes or helicopters. And now, as a gimmick, they were delivering beer and ice to ice fishermen. You know, flying the beer at 100 feet or even lower. The video I saw looks like 50 feet out to ice fishermen. Totally legal. There's no FAA regulation below 300 feet, but they're now imposing it, shutting it down. And that article's up on Infowars.com with Steve Watson with the video right now. Beer drone viral prompts slapdown from government. Company owner finds himself on FAA blacklist. See, you got ice fishermen out there. And I mean, look, that drone is at like 15 feet, totally safe, bringing a 12-pack of brew with a camera. And it's a total gimmick just to have a viral video. And then the blonde comes in to the guys, and, you know, they're all having a great time, and they're ice fishing, and she drinks a beer. And then the government comes and slaps it down, just like the girl that was baking cupcakes at home and selling it, and she ended up in the paper. So they send basically militarized zoning people there saying you've got to own a bakery. You can't do this. The idea is you can't have a garden in your backyard and sell fruit now. You can't have chickens in areas where you could have chickens. This is Agenda 21, the opposite of sustainability. And I told you, somebody will try to deliver stuff with a drone, they're going to ban it. Government shuts down 11-year-old cupcake business, but the NFL is tax-exempt when they make billions a year. I mean, well, of course, they're part of the mafia. And they put Obama in the NFL intro. And they say guns are bad. They say Obamacare is good. And they're a big gladiatorial diversion. They're our new culture. So, of course, they're exempt. Google, Microsoft, Apple, General Electric, the top Fortune 100 are almost completely tax exempt. Learn the facts, Jack. And they're the ones lobbying for higher taxes on the middle class. They're the ones lobbying for open borders. Gee, they're the ones lobbying for Obamacare. Do you think everything they do is to screw everybody? But, oh, now, be nice to the immigrants. They're so sweet. Legalize them. We already legalize more than any other country. And as soon as they get here, they're indoctrinated to hate America, to hate guns, to hate the family. And to love Gardasil and to love aspartame. Let's go ahead and talk to Dax in Utah. So I hope I answered the guy's question. Dax in Utah, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to basically make a comment. Basically, everything you said about the illegals, there's way more than 12 million illegal aliens in the United States. There's easily 35 to 40 million, but they never want to come out.
It was confirmed to be 31 million like a decade ago.
Well, yeah, and I'm here in Utah, and we're just overloaded with them. I mean, you go to any place, and I hear more people speaking Spanish than English.
I mean, look, there's nothing but Spanish signs everywhere. And my whole issue is, again, I shouldn't have to qualify this. It's the fact that they're literally being turned into Democratic Party operatives and voting to literally make me their slave. And, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, where in history can they bring in foreigners to then use a voting system to enslave everyone?
The Republicans are never going to get. There'll probably never be another Republican president because all these red states are going to turn blue, and they'll vote them in. And another comment I have is It's been several years ago. I went. They had a big rally down in Salt Lake. There was easily over 100,000 illegals protesting down there for their citizenship. And it was kind of funny. I listen to you every day on the radio, and you had the mayor of Salt Lake, the Rocky Anderson.
Yeah,
you had him on the radio with you, and he was one of the main guys leading the group. He was 100% in support of it. He led the entire group of 100,000 down Main Street there, and you know, I was down there protesting against it. I just couldn't believe that a current mayor of the city would be down there in support of over 100,000.
Well, I mean, and I don't even think he's a bad guy. A lot of people actually believe this is a good thing. The problem is that they use it as a political tool. It is a form of subterfuge. It is a form of subversion. And the entire power structure is behind it. So it's easy for people to get behind it because that's the plan. And I'm telling you, folks, they will ban the guns. They will jack the taxes up to 90%, just like France. This is the plan. Good to hear from you, sir. Let's talk to Derek in Ohio. Derek, you're on the air.
Yes. Hola. Muchas gracias. Hello. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to share that my wife and I have experience living and traveling down in South America, Latin America, specifically in Argentina, Paraguay, Bolivia, and a little bit of time in Peru. And we're volunteering on organic farms and staying with friends and local people. And my comment also has to tie in with the topic of the exit plan, leaving the country that you're talking about on Tuesday. And what we found was that by running from our fears, they always have a way of finding you. And what we found a lot of good experiences down there. We learned a lot, but ultimately what we were running from, there was a lot of it already in place down there.
Oh, no, exactly. That's what I always try to explain to people. The whole world is under this corrupt system.
You travel on the bus. I mean, we've traveled coast to coast from Peru to Buenos Aires back. We've traveled across Paraguay through the Gran Chaco into Bolivia and back across, seeing just the corruption, bribery, the way of life with police. It's normal down there the police and the military, they look the same. But they didn't have the attitude, the aggressiveness, I guess, we're seeing here. But it was very common to see military police through the cities with rifles outside of banks. Everything was peaceful. But all the people were used to it down there.
That's it. I mean, for people that don't know, America looks like a third world country now in every way. The militarized police, all of it. This is what it is to be slaves.
You have Monsanto. Our friends in Argentina, who a small family, they're describing the same things. They have their own little dairy farm just for them, and just selling to their friends in the town there outside Buenos Aires. And they described to us about how many farmers and people out in the country, the campesinos, were getting kicked off their land, and these giant monopolistic agro-business of soy, genetically modified soy that, of course, is shipped up to Europe and the United States and Canada.
No, that's it. These global corporations are destroying the cultures down there, and so that's why you can't blame these people trying to get up here. My issue is it doesn't matter because once they get here, they're being turned into globalists, and so it's a total war, and it's just horrible. Listen, I was down there 30 years ago. I was about 10 years old. I appreciate your call, brother. And we were in Cancun, and Cancun was very small then. And my dad was reading the brochures in English and Spanish that said, you can buy land in Mexico. And he's always like, well, if you're not a Mexican citizen, you can never buy land. He said, this is strange. So we went and talked to the company. We drove out south of there, looked at these plots of land, ocean front. And they said, well, this is UN land. And we made the natives have been moved off of this. They've been there for thousands of years. And my dad went and did research and found out a decade before under UN, they had huge gun battles down there with the Mayans and forced them off their property all over southern Mexico. And my dad said, well, that's immoral. I'm not going to buy land down here and then you pay to have a beach house put on it. And now we've been down there. It's all built up and beautiful. And there's all these Westerners living down there. But literally wealthy and middle-class people moved down there not even knowing. The Mexicans had already been kicked off their land decades before. And now they won't even let the Mexicans fish in places like, what's that island I've been to so many times off the coast there? No, it's off southern Mexico. It's off Yucatan. It's it'll pop in my head in a minute. Cozumel and others. And they don't let them fish there now. But the big trawlers can. It's all Agenda 21. And it's just no one has a lobby. The people don't have a lobby. It's like we paid $22 billion to move General Motors to China. I mean, it's all over-the-top outrageous. We're going to go to break, come back with more calls. We're going to have Jakari Jackson joining us at the bottom of the hour from New Jersey at the site of the Super Bowl. What is it, Super Bowl 48? We're going to be there with live coverage before, during, and after the giant gladiatorial diversion with Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens on scene there in the Arctic blizzard that is global warming 2014. Please don't forget, in a couple days, we're going to end the yearly special where you can get 5+ months free of InfoWars Nightly News and all the films at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership helps fund the operation. So please vote with your dollars as we try to expose what's happening. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the current members. If you're not a member, become one today. If you are a member, share your membership with folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if you could shift into a parallel universe right now and be the solution to any problem you're facing? I'm Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNA Drops and author of Misfit to Millions, based on my true life story. 4 years ago, I was dying with PTSD, Lyme's disease, and virtually homeless. Ion and the RNA Drops gave me a new life, new DNA, and the power to become a millionaire in just a few short years. I want to pay that forward to you. Get a copy of my book, Misfit to Millions, and I'll give you a free bottle of the RNA Drops, the product that saved my life. I've got $199 in free bonus gifts for the first 200 people that go to misfittomillions.com. That's M-I-S-F-I-T-T-O millions.com. Or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231.
Take your power back.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know
and deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Let me just try to see it this way. We have a very vicious criminal political system taking over our country politically in the world, and they're using poor, desperate immigrants worldwide, whether it's Australia, Europe, the United States, to come in as a political army and to form the new enforcer class, police, military, you name it. And that's how the globalists are engaged in a revolution against freedom. The answer to this is to try to wake the immigrants that are here up, because historically, you know, they vote anti-freedom. And at the same time, to try to block as many of them as we can. And it just comes down to that. Look, we should want skilled workers, not unskilled. There's none of these countries take unskilled, only America to a great extent. And look at Switzerland. They only take extremely skilled. And look at how well Switzerland's doing. I mean, people aren't going to want to come here because we're becoming a third world country. We're really pooping in the pool here, folks. I mean, that's what's going on. And it's a bottom line fact. Now, I want to go back to your calls. We're going to continue to the next hour. Jakari Jackson is going to be joining us from New Jersey there at the site of the 48th gladiatorial castration event, where men don't go out and be real men in their lives. They watch simulated combat and worship the men they watch on TV. We're going to be discussing that. We're going to go to Mike and Kevin and Lorraine and Carmen and Morgan and others here in a moment. Briefly, I was plugging PrisonPlanet.tv. I cannot explain to you how important it is to support real media. The dinosaur media is dying. That's why they're trying to get all their agenda through right now. We have a chance of turning this around. 2014 legislatively is everything. And we're putting on just incredible TV shows every night, and the research and the live coverage at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not using your membership or you haven't gotten a membership, now is the time. You can get 5+ months free right now when you sign up for a year, or it's $5.95 a month. 11 people can use it simultaneously. And the reason I'm promoting this last segment and this segment is I never promote it, and it's such a key part of the fight against the globalist. And it takes about a minute to sign up. Lastly, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get books and films like Strategic Relocation, to understand the safest parts of the U.S., economically, culturally, you name it. To get the very highest quality nutrients and vitamins and supplements, not just that we've produced, but that others have produced at the very lowest prices, the best water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, that annihilate the competition side by side, or I'd be selling the competition. All this and more at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And again, we're not funded by George Soros like so many of these outlets like Media Matters, and the White House funds it too, and the Huffington Post and MSNBC. We're funded by you. And in closing, it is essential to support our local AM and FM affiliates. That's still where the majority of our audience is. And if you're listening, spread the word about the broadcast. If you're listening, support their local sponsors or become a sponsor. Every little bit counts, and that's why the show is really growing, getting picked up by a lot more affiliates, and just reaching countless people. And you see even the establishment media having to bemoan that fact. And those of you that do support us, you're the ones that are paying it forward. I salute you. Third hour, your calls, a ton of news. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.